Here's a question for you. Who is your GOAT? You know what I mean. The greatest quarterback of all time. Is it Tom Brady? Is it Joe Montana? Is it Peyton Manning? Is it John Elway? Or is it none of these I just mentioned? We'll find out who I think is the GOAT. Get my ebook, Why Your GOAT Ain't Mine, The 5 Greatest Quarterbacks in NFL History, on ColeJohnsonOnline.com for free. ColeJohnsonOnline.com, Why Your GOAT Ain't Mine, for free. Get it right now. What you waiting for? Go get it! Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening to one and all. This is the podcast always suitable for work, home, play, and every commute you can imagine. Cole Sport! I am that man, your man, that's right, the illustrious tour guide Cole Johnson, and you've entered the zone called Sports on Another Level. And on this podcast, we're going to talk about Derek Fisher. He's probably going to need a paper route very soon. We're also going to talk about the NBA Finals, and we're going to put a worthy subject under further review. But for right now, let's get to the headlines. Dateline, Los Angeles. Former Laker and former Knicks head coach Derek Fisher is about to be out the money. That's right. In an article by MadameNoir.com, it says that Derek Fisher is going to have to pay $15,000 in child support per month. Now, for a guy that was slated to make $5 million a year, that's not too much of a problem, right? But wait, there's more. In addition to the $15,000 he has to pay in child support, he has to pay in spousal support $109,000 a month. Now, ordinarily, I'd say, well, I'd cry foul, but you know what? Considering that you want to step to Matt Barnes's chick and just be all nasty with her in front of the world, I'd have to say this is exactly what you deserve. Wave goodbye to Derek Fisher because he might be your next hard case of filing for bankruptcy. Dateline, Dallas. Unfortunate news that came from the Metroplex. Pelicans guard Bryce Dejon Jones was shot dead in an apartment complex as he was going to attend his girlfriend's apartment and attend his daughter's birthday party the day after. The event took place around 3:20 in the morning, where he insistently knocked on the door, and the person who answered the door, answered such, with a ton of lead dumped into Mr. Dejon Jones's body. Now, unfortunately, he knocked on the wrong door, and the person thought Dejon Jones was an intruder. You just hate to see stories like these. It just churns my stomach when I hear it and see it. More to come, of course, as it happens, but prayers go out to his family, his girlfriend, his daughter, and to the New Orleans Pelicans organization. Horrible, 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 horrible. Dateline, Pittsburgh! Well, the disappearing act of Sidney Crosby is all over. Yeah, you remember this guy that was supposed to be the next Wayne Gretzky when he came to the league a few years ago, and, of course, didn't live up to that moniker, and who would have? Well, now his reemergence this year as the Penguins have made it to the Stanley Cup Finals has also caused a resurgence in Sidney Crosby's career. In a wonderful Game 7 performance at home in the Eastern Conference Finals in the Stanley Cup playoffs against the Tampa Bay Lightning, Crosby did his thing. And in an article by Pierre LeBrun on ESPN.com, he had Patrick Kane, a Hart Trophy nominee, say, and I quote, "At the beginning of the season, he probably didn't get out to his best start. He faced adversity and had people questioning him, but the way he answered the bell, that was impressive." And Crosby has answered the bell. He's led the NHL in points this year with 66. And he just keeps going, and he's also led his team even further. Now they're up, as the time of this recording, 1-0 in the Stanley Cup Finals against the San Jose Sharks. And we probably will see more things to come as his success continues. Dateline, Las Vegas. Apparently, the money team wants this fight bad because Floyd Mayweather on his Twitter account posted a poster picture of him and Conor McGregor promoting their quote-unquote fight that is supposed to take place this September. I am so sorry. This is what you call people being hung up on fame. And I think this is why people were saying that Mayweather isn't going to retire, because he just is hungry for the fame. He's hungry for the notoriety. He's hungry for the attention. And really, I find it unfortunate because he has enough money to last himself a lifetime and his children a lifetime and his grandchildren a lifetime. But he just simply can't stay out the limelight. Now, I understand McGregor's point of view, because he would probably earn more money from this fight than he has ever earned in any and every purse, I should say, that he has ever earned in UFC history, or at least in his history. But I really think this fight should not happen because it is a circus. But then again, we're talking about the money team. What event have they put on that has never been a circus, right? I just don't want to see this circus. Dateline, Washington, D.C. 107-year-old Washington, D.C. native Virginia McLaurin attended her first Major League Baseball game, seeing the Washington Nationals play, and the Washington Nationals head coach or manager, Dusty Baker, was on board to watch it get down and boogie. I love seeing how people can take an event that they've never been, drink in all of what needs to be savored, and just enjoy the moment. Now, of course, she also celebrated and danced with the president and the first lady also in her visit to the White House. But it's a joy to see someone really embrace sports. Just embrace it. Just love it. Just be awashed in it. That's why we all became fans in the first place. I love it. I love it. And for more details on that, just go to foxsports.com. You'll just enjoy the story. It's heartwarming. And the woman is just is a joy. And I live for moments like that. And I want to see more moments like this. When I come back, we're going to put a very interesting subject upon further review. But immediately following the break, the Cavaliers and the Warriors, part deux. Come on back, why don't you? Cole Sports. Sports on another level can be seen and heard on these social media platforms: Stitcher, SoundCloud, Google Play, iTunes, YouTube, Pinterest, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Like, share, rate, review. Most importantly, follow and subscribe to each and every one of these social media platforms. Cole Sports. Sports for the intelligent sportsman. Have you always wanted to tap into the winner in you? Well, look no further. What if I were to tell you that I have a tool that gives you guides and methods to tap into that winner and champion that exists within you? Well, Cole Sports has that remedy. Cole Sports presents 10 scriptures that could change your life, the sports edition. Follow along as we get to see different athletes from different sports, show you the discipline necessary to get from nothing to something, as they all exemplify being a champion from his eyes. Cole Sports presents 10 scriptures that could change your life, the sports edition, available on paperback and Kindle at Amazon.com. Cole Sports! Available on social media networks all over and ColeJohnsonOnline.com. Welcome back. Same song, different year, different teams. Well, not quite. The NBA Finals are upon us, and just like 2015, it is going to be between the Cleveland Cavaliers versus the Golden State Warriors. And just like 2015, the Golden State Warriors will have home court advantage. And just like 2015, the Golden State Warriors are the favorites to win again the NBA championship. But before I go onward to the NBA Finals, let me rewind to Game 7 of the Western Conference Finals between the Warriors and the Thunder. There were some VIP members and some MVP members that took umbrage to when I said before the game started that the Warriors have this game won and the Thunder should not have even packed to travel to Oakland. And the reason why I said it was because of that putrid, horrible, ridiculous third quarter that the team put together. And I'm not even talking about on offense. I'm talking about on defense. Did you see the Red Sea, or I should say the Gold Sea, since the paint's painted yellow in Oracle Arena? Curry drove down the lane for a bucket. Livingston drove down the lane for a dunk. Even Anderson Varejao drove down the lane for a bucket. The Thunder played a perfect first half, holding a team that is as prolific as the Warriors in scoring the 42 points. You could not play better defense than that. And then it was as if they forgot how to play in the third quarter. Forget the 12 points that they scored in the third quarter. It's the 29 points they allowed that bothered me. And that was the reason. That 12-minute span was the reason why I said to this Oklahoma City fan that the Thunder should not have packed and gone to Oakland. Because in the last 5 minutes of Game 6, when the Warriors were just about done, their goose was cooked. They were just about to mail it in and go home. If it weren't, of course, for Klay Thompson hitting threes all over the place, that team was ready to mail it in and get out of there. And I'll say even with Curry's almost triple-double too. Besides those two, that team was ready to go home. All the Thunder had to do was just keep reminding themselves of playing aggressive on offense and even more aggressive on defense. And when I mean aggressive on offense with them, I mean move the ball around, make sure that the offense doesn't get stagnant, and it isn't about, as Charles Barkley said, hero ball. It isn't about Durant holding the ball and dribbling down about 5 seconds and shooting, or Westbrook doing the same. Because it's no excuse to be at home, up 7, and you only score 4 points the rest of the way. The Warriors advanced, and the Thunder are out. So now we have the best in the East, in the Cavaliers, versus the best in the West, the Golden State Warriors, who now have had a test, which I think was actually good for them. I have gone on record as saying that this series is going to go down to the wire. This series is going to be, I really think it's going to be the best of all of the playoffs, which is great because the playoffs until the Warriors-Thunder series has been putrid. But that series and hopefully this NBA Finals coming up will be the two series that will salvage a very ho-hum 2016 playoff season in the NBA. You have two teams that actually can light up the three-point line. You have two teams that are led by an indomitable spirit, one in LeBron James, one in Stephen Curry. You have two teams that have a good second scorer, one in Kyrie Irving and one in Klay Thompson. You have two teams that both have a four that's versatile, one in Kevin Love and one in Draymond Green. And you have a bench that I won't say is deep, but you have a bench that's pretty active. To me, the X factor comes down to one player, and his name is J.R. Smith. Now, he comes as streaky as they come. There are games where he can just light up the board, and then there are games where he just simply builds so many bricks that he has built the projects. To me, their fortunes, the Cavs' fortune, sinks or swims with J.R. Smith being hot or cold. We should see, because we've seen all these subtweeting and all these subliminal messages. The fact of the matter is, we've been waiting 50 weeks for this to happen again. Quite frankly, we all really did not care about the 2016 NBA season but for two things. Three things. One, if the Cavs could actually make the playoffs healthy. Two, if the Warriors can actually make the playoffs, period. And then, of course, the sub-story, if they can win 73 games in the regular season. And three, wow, it's fun to see Kobe Bryant go on this retirement tour. Outside of those three stories, the rest of the NBA has actually been atrocious. But we finally get what we wanted. The two teams that we wanted to see, the two teams healthy that we wanted to see, and no excuses on either side. Either the Warriors will win and repeat and will now go down as one of the best teams single season wise in NBA history, or we will see LeBron James finally win his third NBA championship and now his seventh attempt. Either way, we will see history made, and I think we are going to be in for a very entertaining 2 weeks. When I come back, I'm going to put this subject, and I really hate to do this, upon further review. One more time, my Colts Sports MVPs. Why your GOAT ain't mine. The five greatest quarterbacks in NFL history is yours today, right now, for free. All you have to do is go on to ColeJohnsonOnline.com and get your copy. Let me rewind that for you. One more time, my Colts Sports MVPs. Why your GOAT ain't mine. The five greatest quarterbacks in NFL history is yours today for free. All you have to do is go on to ColeJohnsonOnline.com. That's ColeJohnsonOnline.com. That's ColeJohnsonOnline.com. Suit up and get your copy right now. All you have to do is this one simple thing. Go get it! The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat, and the stories intertwined with each all along the way. From the champagne being poured to the heads hung down low, Cole Sports presents That Was Then, a sports retrospective. Come along with us as we reach back into history to pull it forward to today and tomorrow. Cole Sports presents That Was Then, a sports retrospective, coming to a premium content platform nearest you. From analysts, to journalists, to athletes, even to the sports fan, Cole Sports presents Conversations. Come along with us as we ask those questions that you've always wanted asked, and you get the answers from those figures you like that you deserve to receive. Cole Sports presents Conversations, coming this month to ColeJohnsonOnline.com and other social media outlets. On the next podcast, we're going to delve deeper into the NBA Finals. And I think it's going to be a good one. I think it's going to be a real good one. And also, we're going to touch a little bit more on the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs as well. The Stanley Cup Finals are in full swing. Penguins are up 1-0 right now in the series against the Sharks. So we're going to touch on those two aspects. And we're going to have a wonderful, interesting subject that I think I'm seeing a trend as of right now. We're going to put that under further review. But see, that's for the podcast for later. The podcast for now, however, I'm going to put this subject upon further review. I was just minding my own business, just researching some things online, and I ran into this interesting and actually rather repulsive article by AJ Perez of USA Today Sports. Now, former NBA player Kermit Washington was indicted on charges of misusing charity donations. Now, for those of you who aren't aware of Kermit Washington, he is the guy, and I think the date of it was December, I believe, of 1977. I'm sure of the year. He was a Laker. Tom Jonovich was a Rocket. They were running down the court. Washington balled up his fist and jaw-jacked Tom Jonovich to the point where people feared for Tom Jonovich's life. I mean, just hit him so hard that even when I see it back myself, I cringe. Well, that was his claim to fame. When you listen to Washington speak, he's a learned fellow. He's astute. He's articulate. I mean, he comes across a very thought-provoking person. Not a thug with the behavior of what I just described. But unfortunately, a thug is what Washington may be. The article here says, and I quote, Washington took in nearly $200,000 in donations earmarked for two charities he ran, Project Contact Africa and the Six Man Foundation, from 2010 to 2015, according to the indictment. Prosecutors allege that despite assurances by Washington that 100% of the funds would go toward helping needy families and children in Africa, Washington instead diverted the funds to purchase gifts and cover his personal expenses. Close quote. These last almost 40 years, he has tried to rehabilitate his image. However, it's sickening to know that this man does these things, that he's capable of skirting. He's capable of bending rules. I just find it appalling. I really do. That this man, who now has to be in his 60s, still just hasn't gotten it. Still just doesn't get it. You aren't supposed to take advantage of people. And when I look at how he was in that incident with Rudy Tomjanovich, I'm thinking, okay, this guy wants to take advantage of other individuals. Now, on this show, I have said that I believe in second chances. However, when you see this happen, and when the federal grand jury is on you, then it means that you're dipping into waters that is far deeper than just a slap on the wrist. You're dipping into toes and waters that are quite dangerous, more dangerous than any right hook that he could ever deliver could land. For Kermit Washington, and I'm not talking about the frog, he has a lot of explaining to do, and he has a lot of money to give back. And unfortunately, he might, for the rest of his natural born life, have to live behind bars, paying the ultimate price for his thievery, his jawjacking, and other indiscretions that we probably don't know about. Kermit. Wow, my man. That's foul. It's foul that you're going to take money literally out of the mouths of those who really need the funds, because you have to serve your own benefit. Why don't you just simply come up with your own charity, the Kermit Washington Foundation, and we'll be good to go. But doing it like this, that's low down, man. It's not right. And I think you're going to be paying for it continuously. If you happen to like this podcast or anyone preceding this one, why don't you follow me on Twitter at Cole_sports, at sports with a Z. You can also follow me on Facebook at Cole Sports, again, sports with a Z, or to my Canadian friends, sports with a Z. You can also follow me on Instagram, on Pinterest, on iTunes, on YouTube, on Stitcher, on SoundCloud, on Google Play. Like, share, rate, review to your heart's content, please. More importantly, follow all of those mentions. More importantly than that, subscribe to them all and leave that 5-star rating and review, because it brings up the profile, especially on iTunes, so others can hear this wonderful show. But more importantly than the subscriptions, the ratings, and the reviews, enjoy the content. For the Intelligent Sportsman, I'm Cole Johnson, and this is Cole Sports. Cole Sports, a Comey Media Entertainment production.